Scientific rigor is changing the game for biologicals. Hello, everyone. I'm Brownfield's Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim. Science-based products are imperative to fulfilling a farmer's needs. This week, the technical products manager for New Leaf Symbiotics explains the process their products go through before market, the importance of full-scale commercial testing, and their current commercial trial strategy. Coming up next on Brownfield.
Do more in 2022 with the power of TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. If you're looking for cutting-edge biological technology, TerraSim delivers, and we have the yield data to prove it. Our 2020 growing season saw a win rate of 79% for corn with a 4.5 bushel per acre advantage and 75% for soybeans with a 2.0 bushel per acre advantage. TerraSim increases yields, improves nutrient uptake, and strengthens crops. For over 4 years, we've partnered with growers for in-field testing to maximize yields and to keep advancing our technology. Use TerraSim alone or combine it with existing conventional agriculture products, traits and practices for more convenience, yield, and consistency. Plus, TerraSim is now available in our new hassle-free direct planter box application for both corn and soybeans. From planting to harvest, do more in 2022 with TerraSim by New Leaf Symbiotics. Learn more by visiting TerraSim2022.com.
Dr. Allison Jack is the product technical manager for New Leaf Symbiotics and the TerraSim brand. She outlines how they bring a product to market and their current commercial trial strategy.
Starting with the prescriptive biologics knowledge base, we have built years of data sets linking plant phenotypes like enhanced rooting, resistance to disease or disease suppression, abiotic phenotypes, linking all of those back to the genotypes so that when we have a new product concept, we can actually do what's called in silico screening. We can select based off of their genomes first, which kind of jump starts us before we even start doing detailed lab work. We go then to rice plates. Rice seeds can grow pretty well in a petri dish. So we have just a simple streak method where we streak the microbe along the bottom of the plate, have about 10 seeds in there. And then we can use image analysis to look for rooting enhancement, shoot growth, color, all of those types of things. Then we go to the greenhouse, and then we go to your typical contract research organization small plot trials. And after a couple years in small plot trials, if we meet benchmarks and have good success, then products are promoted all the way to large-scale testing and to either a soft launch or a full commercial launch. And we collect rigorous data all the way through that pipeline that's constantly informing our understanding of how these microbes perform.
And she highlights the importance of full-scale commercial testing.
For screening, you start with a ton of isolates and then you narrow it down. Even when you get to your one favorite isolate, it's nice to kind of take that one that's going to be a product or is a product and then look at more in-depth analysis of that specific product, right? So if you want to understand how it performs in different environments, how it performs in different soils, how it performs in the real world at an actual commercial operation, there's no way to do that other than to test it. So it's almost like the pipeline opens back up again and you don't have a ton of isolates, you just have the one isolate, but you're measuring a ton of different things in a ton of different locations so that we can really assure our product provides a good return on investment in as many soil types and environments as possible.
That was Dr. Allison Jack, and I'm Rhiannon Branch with Managing for Profit, a biological report partnership with TerraSim.